Personality or religion said, are these words just spoken by you benefit a person of the Pandava dynasty? Captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas, even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger, her bought. Vaishya Prabhupada. The assurances and challenges made by Maharaj Prabhupada are never exaggerations of his real power. The Maharaj said that even the denizens of heaven could not escape his stringent government if they were violators of religious principles. He was not falsely proud. For a devotee is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by his grace. And any promise made by the devotee, although it may be ordinary, very difficult to fulfill, is properly executed by the grace of the Lord. The Pandavas, by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become the chariot driver and sometimes their letter messenger. Such duties executed by the Lord for his devotee is always pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord wants to render service to his unalloyed devotee, whose life has no other engagement than to serve the Lord with full love and devotion. Maharaj Prichit, the grandson of Arjuna, the celebrated family servitor of the Lord, was a pure devotee of the Lord like his grandfather, and therefore the Lord was always with him, even though from time he was helplessly lying in the womb of his mother, was attacked by the blazing Brahmastra weapon of Aswatthama. Devotee is always under protection of the Lord, and therefore the assurance of protection by Maharaj Prichit should never be without meaning. The personality of religion accepted this fact, and thus thanking the king for him being true to his exalted position. Om Gyananandasya Ganasnakaya Tasyuvina Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha Kadakshamam Vipakakakaka Kadakshamam Kipakakaka Kadakshamam Kadakshamam. So this nice, wonderful purport that there's many things in here, and it all builds up to the end to this that the exalted position of being a devotee. So the first point that Srila Prabhupada brings out in this purport is, he says that he was not falsely proud. So this means that Maharaj Prichit, he had no false ego. And because he had no false ego, because he had no false ego, he is equal to the Lord and as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by his grace. Now, I looked up the word grace in the Oxford the Science Dictionary, and these different, so Oxford, the Oxford Dictionary, these words, the word grace, one of them is a the dictionary described it as unmerited mercy. Unmerited mercy. This is what the definition was in the Oxford the Science Dictionary. So because he had no false ego, therefore he got so much unmerited mercy from the devotee, from Krishna. And we can see that any promise made by the devotee has to be, will be fulfilled, as it says in the next line, may ordinary be difficult to fulfill if properly executed, but again if properly executed by the grace of the Lord. So we know on the battlefield, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Arjuna boldly declare that my devotee will never perish. Now Arjuna, now Krishna, he told Arjuna to do this because Krishna broke his promise, because he made a promise that he would not fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. When he was sleeping, Arjuna came and Duryodhana came to get, while Krishna was sleeping in Dwarka, and Duryodhana came and he sat at the head of Krishna's side, at the side of Krishna's head. Then later Arjuna came and he sat at the feet of Krishna while he was sleeping. So when Krishna woke, the first person he saw was Arjuna. So both of them came to get Krishna on his side, on their side. And because he saw Krishna, saw Arjuna first, he said, okay, I cannot promise. Said one of you said, I cannot fight on the battlefield, but one of you can have me, have my army. And so then he gave the army to Duryodhana, and he gave him, and he surrendered himself to Arjuna as a charioteer driver. So he couldn't keep his promise, because he promised before he would not fight on the battlefield. So because he couldn't keep his promise, and he said, now you are Arjuna, you boldly declare. So when a devotee boldly declares, Krishna has to fulfill that promise. So this is why it says in this purport that ordinary very difficult to fulfill, properly executed by the grace of the Lord. So by the promise of Arjuna, by the pure devotee, everything will be fulfilled. And the Pandavas, because of their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become, to execute by the grace of the Pandavas and unalloyed devotional service, made it possible for the Lord to become the charity driver and the letter messenger. So the Pandavas were unalloyed by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord. Now, full surrender, as I was hearing a class the other day, full surrender means, with the body, mind and speech. So this is the full surrender. So, because the Pandavas surrendered with their body, mind and speech, it made it possible for Krishna to take the position of the charioteer driver and the letter messenger. We know that Pandavas, they wanted to avoid the war, so they sent Krishna with the letter to have a peace treaty. But Dardanya wouldn't have it. He wanted that. He wanted out and out war. And so therefore, the war couldn't be avoided. And so therefore, the Lord always protects his devotees, as it said in the bottom of the purport, that a devotee is always under the protection of the Lord, and therefore the insurance of protection, Bharat, could never be without meaning. So because Maharaj Pritchett said it, so therefore the Lord will protect the devotees. And we know, it says also that in this purport, Maharaj Pritchett was protected by the Brahmastra weapon of Ashwatthama while he was in the womb. So the Lord will always be protected. Will always protect the devotees. And according to our surrender, we will be rewarded accordingly. Because the Pandavas, they fully surrendered with their body, mind, and speech, because they were put in so many bodily difficulties when they were in exile. So many times they were put into difficulties with the body, and they went through so much austerity. And they were always thinking of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. And like I think one verse from the teachings of Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti prays that she prays to have these dangers over and over again. Over and again, she prays to have these dangers over and over again. Because when we have these dangers, you're always present. So we have to... Now this doesn't seem... nice thing to pray for. But Queen Kunti is one of the exalted ladies from the Bhagavatam. And there's not many devotees, men or female bodies, would actually pray for this. But to pray to have these dangers over and over again, this shows how elevated personality she is. So therefore, she's actually showing us that when we may not be on the level of not praying to have dangers over and over again, But when dangers do come, we should be thinking of Krishna immediately. And therefore, and with the speech, we can always think of so many devotees in the Bhagavatam who always were glorifying the Krishna, always glorifying Krishna always. We read in the 10th canto how the residents of Vrindavan were always glorifying Krishna. Like one time on the Braj Mandal Parakram, there's a place called Nanda Betak. Nanda Betak is the place where Betak means where they would debate. So this is Nanda Maharaj's place. So one time the senior gopas and Nanda Maharaj, they had a discussion at this place, and they said to Nanda Maharaj, the gopas, senior gopas, they said, "Nanda Maharaj, you remember when your little Lala was your Krishna was born? Gargamuni said he would be almost like Narayan. He said you should not chastise him or child him too much because he's almost like Narayan. Almost like Narayan." And then Nanda Maharaj, he replies that if he's Narayan, Nanda Maharaj brings out some of the qualities of Narayan, and the first one is that he's self-satisfied. If he's Narayan, if my boy is Narayan, then he's meant to be self-satisfied, but he's not. We have to feed him every 45 minutes. If he doesn't, he has a tantrum. So how can he be Narayan? And he's meant to be fearful. He's Narayan meant to, is not shouldn't have no fear. But when there's a thunderstorm, he runs from his room. He runs to the room of Yashoda Mayi, and runs to her bed because he's afraid. So all like this. So how can he be Narayan? And while Narayana Maharaj and the gopas are discussing, all the pastimes of Krishna come to their mind. And they start laughing and laughing and more laughing. In the end, they just end up rolling on the floor, laughing at this place. So just by glorifying Krishna, Krishna's pastimes comes to the mind. And then, so when the pastimes come to the mind, we can this false bodily platform of life, and come to the proper platform of a proper platform, which is that we are eternal servants of Krishna. And we have our own sambandha, because every spirit soul is individual. No spirit soul is the same. It's all individual. And in everyone has an individual relationship with Krishna in a specific mood of devotion or rasa. Everyone has an individual relationship. So when we can understand this, we can only understand this by the mercy of the spiritual master. Now, where is it now? Here it is. That's on the back of the tackle. Okay. Yeah, here he is. So, in the song, Gurudev, we, Bhaknu Thakur, he is actually so many songs, Bhaknu Thakur, he writes how that he's depending on the mercy of the spiritual master. So therefore, one is Sri Gurudev, and the other one is in this songbook anyway. Another one is O Vaishnav Thakur. So the word, the translations, we should actually learn these songs, then we will actually realize how the mercy of the spiritual master is so important. So I'll read the English translations, or the verses. First, Gurudev. Gurudev, by a drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours more humble than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles and free me from all desires of personal honor. O Lord and Master, invest in me with the power to properly honor all living beings. Only when will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy will my offenses cease. O Lord and Master, well will this devotee be blessed by attaining your mercy. I am low, fallen, and devoid of all strength and intelligence. Please make me your beloved servant. Now this, the fourth verse is very important. Very important one. When I examine myself, I see nothing of value. I'm going to repeat that. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. If you are not merciful, I will constantly weep and will not maintain my life anymore. And then, this is O Vaishnav Thakur. O Vaishnav Thakur, this is the mercy of the devotee. First, Bhaknu Thakur, O Vaishnav Thakur, he's talking about the mercy of the pure devotee. Yeah. O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold. controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults. Please give me to your servant. Please give to your servant the six good qualities. Oh, he gave me the six kinds of holy association that I have sat down here in hope of having your company. Alone I find no strength to chant the holy name of the Lord Hari. I beg you therefore be merciful with a particle of faith. Give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me. For such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So this is why that this is the mood of the devotee. As it said, it goes back in the beginning. Maharaj Prichit had no false pride. He was not falsely proud. That he knew that he was dependent on the mercy of Krishna, even when he was in the womb, when he was being attacked by Brahmastra from Ashvatthama. He knew that was Krishna's mercy, because then, as we know, then he became the emperor of the planet and ruled as a Vaishnav king. And so therefore, if examples like Maharaj Prichit knew that he personally experienced the mercy and protection of the Lord. So therefore, when we are in some sort of personal difficulties, we know we are under the protection of the Lord. And as it says here, Maharaj Prichit, it says, a devotee is always under the protection of the Lord, and therefore the insurance of protection by Maharaj Prichit should never be without meaning. So we also should know that we should believe in what Maharaj Prichit said with faith, accept with faith with what Maharaj Prichit said. And without meaning, could never be without meaning. So it's that Maharaj Prichit knew personally, and Krishna protected him. So therefore, we should we should be inspired in spiritual life when difficulties come. That when Krishna says to Arjuna, boldly declare, my devotee shall never perish, and that pure devotee says to you, you will never perish, therefore we should accept that with full faith, and then with full faith we go on to sadhu sangha and so on like this. And therefore, eventually, we will reach the goal of this human existence, which is to go back home, back to Godhead. So I'll finish there. Any questions or anything?